Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted that you are here because it is the first of the month. We're going to have Rod spend just a minute about a small snippet of his background. And we're going to try to do this the first session of each month. So, Rod?
Yes. As a child, I would spend a lot of time on my back looking up at the clouds. I would see animals. I would see figures of all kinds in them. And that was such fun for me. It still is. So a little about that.
Great. Thank you. I would guess that most of us have had the pleasure of doing that occasionally, and it's great fun. Okay. Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career, and we get no advance notice, so it's always a wonderful surprise. So you are the ones who are actually creating who comes in. We will take questions in order of the call-in. And if you've asked a question on a previous show and gotten an answer, please don't ask it again. Have different question, okay? The number to call for questions is different from the listen-only. Listen-only, there's two numbers for that. And you may be on that, or you may be on a Q&A number. The major Q&A number is toll-free. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. There is an alternate number, as that one is occasionally busy, 323-744-4831. So let's get started. And we do have a caller waiting, so let's see who's coming through.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
My name is Red Cloud.
Red Cloud. Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for being here. Would you take a moment to tell us a little bit about your background or your last life here on the planet?
Well, a couple of centuries ago, I was chief of the Lakota Sioux. It was my great honor and privilege to do that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, we do have a caller, I believe. Yes? No. All right.
Yes, we have Barbara.
Barbara, welcome.
Well, welcome. Yes, Red Cloud.
Thank you, dear.
Well, here I am. Hello. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be asking this question, but a while back you said I was going to meet somebody before the end of July. And I've been manifesting and manifesting and manifesting. I haven't met anybody.
I don't think that was me, dear one.
What?
I don't think that was me. I know because this is my first time to come through this host.
Oh, it was
Barbara.
Merlin.
We've had a different being each time.
Oh. All right. So I'm going to ask Red Cloud if I have permission to ask.
You do. Ask away.
Well, I'm not sure what to ask. I'm baffled right now. Mary, guide me.
My first thought is that we've asked that someone who's received an answer in the past not ask a question again. I realize it's now August, my sense is that the best thing you can do is understand that divine timing is in place. It'll be at the perfect time, which is not necessarily the time you think you might prefer. That's true for all of us when we're trying to manifest. We will do the work, we let it go, and let spirit manifest it in the right time for all the circumstances and people involved. But if Red Cloud would like to comment, that would be great.
My comment, dear one, is it's always been a perfect for you in the last few months, hasn't it?
Has it been what?
My question to Mary is, it's always been perfect for you in the last few months, yes?
Yes, but not in human timing. I have to say it's always in perfect divine timing, but sometimes it looks like it's not.
That's what I was referring to,
yes,
here. I was being just a tad facetious.
Yes, you certainly were, and patience is the name of the game, right?
Consistency is the name of the game. You have to be consistent with what you're manifesting. And you have to know that it is coming.
All right. And I guess then, Mary, or maybe I should not ask about the gold standard or the bond market or who will be into, will be the president, I guess. I should not ask that at this time. Is that correct, Mary?
Yeah, we've pretty well covered that. And, of course, there are changes each week. We may get any updates later on any new information, but the basic information has not changed.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Red Cloud.
Welcome, dear one.
Wonderful. Thank you. The conventions are now over with. That would be new information. If there's anything that you can contribute, Red Cloud, that would be of new information, other than us knowing that there won't be an election the way it's normally held. Things will be different. And there certainly is a lot of mudslinging going on, which doesn't help anybody. But is there any comment you can make about the conventions or the current today situation?
This old way of operating will be gone. And you can say, thank goodness for that. Because the mudslinging and the lies have to go. There's no place for them where you're going.
That is so true. It's going to be a completely different energy, completely different world.
Indeed.
And that is great news.
It is.
Yes. Good. Okay.
Especially for those of you with your boots on the ground.
Yes, we've been slugging through the mud here for some time, right?
Yes, you have.
Yes. And it's time to get those boots out of the mud and be able to walk on the land or whatever with clean boots. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, since you addressed the issue of timing, and made quite a joke about our manifestation for what we are intending and manifesting.
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell us as of today if that is perfectly on track for, say, the next few days?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the compliance issues, the documents and so forth, that will all be completed in perfect timing. Are you saying that?
Absolutely, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Great. Okay. The properties that we intend to purchase in the name of the foundation, of course. Do you see that going smoothly in the next couple of weeks or so?
Like glass, well before the end of the month. Well.
You meaning they will move into escrow properly?
I mean, they will move into escrow easily, smoothly.
Yay. And then we just deal with the things you have to deal with in escrow, and it will all go smoothly and culminate in being completed, right?
Yes. And then you will have your hands full.
Oh, yes. If we thought we were busy before, what?
You're going to need a lot of assistance in this operation, dear. I hope you're aware of that.
Yes. We are going to need a lot of good people to head up one project apiece, maybe. I just composed last night and today a draft of my requirements for a personal assistant. And so we're looking to get that started within the next couple of weeks.
Good.
Okay. Does that draft feel okay to you so far?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. We've been told about a little bit about the individual who will be my major personal assistant. And our plan is to contact various headhunter groups, headhunter businesses in the San Francisco area in order to find this individual. Does that sound like a good plan, or can you improve upon it?
That's an excellent plan, dear.
Okay. All right. And that's just a matter of research and contact.
Yep.
As I understand it.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, the host is very good at that kind of stuff, so.
Yes, he is.
This will be fun for him. Okay. And
once an engineer, always an engineer.
And I'm very grateful. I love engineers. They have abilities to do things and solve problems and fix things that are just awesome.
Good.
So, yes. So, I'm very pleased with that side of him.
Do I get to talk about what I want people to do?
Yes. Would you please, Red Cloud?
I want you to laugh. I want you to laugh every day, at least twice a day. Why? Laughter is very healing. Very healing. You can even, to make it easier if you need, watch old slapstick comedies, Laurel and Hardy, etc. You will laugh, and that is good.
Yes, very true. And that is a good thing for me to learn, since that's not something that has been a huge part of my life. Would you suggest, in order to access some of the stuff that I tell people about, Firestick?
Yes.
Okay. This is the only name I know it by, but it is something that a friend of ours turned us on to about a month ago. It's called Firestick. It's a one-time purchase of around $60 or $70, and it's kind of a complicated setup, but it can be done. But it's something that goes on your TV setup or the black box or something. I didn't set it up, and I didn't watch it set up. But it's a way to access all kinds of, basically maybe everything, old movies, old shows, weekly shows, way back historically, as well as a lot of current stuff. Our friend said that she just watched, is there a new Star Trek out or something out like that that's even in the theaters now, but she was able to watch it on the Fire Stick. So hopefully if you Google Fire Stick, you would be able to come up with this system. It's an offshoot, a bootleg, so to speak, but nobody seems to be shutting it down. You just have to follow the directions to set it up. We are loving it. And just the time that we have to watch movies and shows and whatever. And it's so easy. And I'd never heard of it.
It works through Amazon. So you know they're going to stick around a while.
Yes, yes. Yes, Amazon is highly successful. And we love Amazon here in Hawaii because finding things is kind of like finding things in a third world country. So we buy a lot of stuff off of Amazon. We love to support the local merchants. But if they don't have the stuff that we want, we have to get it from somewhere. And Amazon seems to come up first. So we're very grateful for Amazon.
I know that you are.
Yes. Okay. We plan on getting a couple of special kittens for our special cat who carries some very high energies. Do you see that going smoothly as well?
Plan on? I don't think you have a choice. This third member of your team here is quite insistent, is he not?
Yes. Is that what all the activity is about right now?
Exactly so.
He knows. Yes. Okay.
The host was right when he commented earlier that he's getting himself ready to train kittens.
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
So, yes.
Okay. Our cat is named Jazz. He was a rescue, and I absolutely believe in rescues and in supporting places that do rescues and getting cats from there. He was a rescue, but it turns out that he is what's called a Japanese bobtail, a purebred, and I will come back to this because he's a very special being. We have a caller, Marion. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I find it interesting that the night I'm going to call, another Indian chief is on, because last time I called, Sitting Bull was on. So I have a couple questions. I wondered if we're still working on clearing our karma, or if that is finished now.
The process that humanity is going through at the moment is clearing anything that's in your way of raising your vibration, your resonance. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, that's the process that you're going through right now. It's not so much about karma as it is about what do you have in your energy fields that's in your way of raising your vibration that you need to transform. That's the process that you're in right now, dear one. It's not always fun. It's not always fun. But it's extremely necessary if you want to raise your vibration.
Okay. So I'm being forced to move to Kentucky, but I'm wanting to stay in Michigan. Is there any hint you can give me to help with that situation?
So do they have you in chains?
Pretty much.
Oh, well, that'll never do. How come you allow chains on yourself?
I've been trying to cut them off with Archangel Michael's sword, but I keep visualizing that. I don't know how else to do it. Do you have any hints?
Yes. Be true to yourself. Be true to you. If you do that, you can't go wrong.
Okay.
Could that be amplified as to how to do that? Would that be helpful, Marion?
Yes. I would like to know how to do that. Because I feel like I have no choice.
Explain to me the circumstance that makes you feel that way.
I've been ordered to report by the government to a woman's camp in Kentucky.
This is a punishment?
Yes.
Now I understand. Thank you. That's so I suggest you look at this as an opportunity for helping those people that are going to be around you.
Okay. That's what I've been hearing.
Yes. I think you will find that is an excellent opportunity for that.
And will my foundation be funded, and will things go well there until I return?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be safe. And will I be home for the 2016 holidays?
Yes.
I appreciate that answer a whole lot. And I know you already told us to laugh and to be true to myself, but is there anything else I can do that might help with my specific situation?
Ground yourself. Every day, ground yourself.
Okay.
Do you know how to do that?
I think I do, but why don't you tell me what you think would be the best way to do that.
There are many ways, dear one, but this is one that will serve.
Okay.
You stand straight, both feet on the floor, or if you can, the earth would be better.
Sure.
And you imagine out of the bottom of your feet extending down into the earth, rods coming, and they go down to the middle of the earth, and they wrap around the core crystal there, and you've got it.
Okay, that's exactly how I do it. Yes.
That works.
And currently I'm on the ground, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that in the future. And I see roots coming out of my feet and going down. So
That works.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can't think of anything else to ask at this time, so I will let someone else have a turn. Thank you.
Let me say congratulations on your opportunity to serve.
Thank you. But I keep saying, did I choose this? Can I change my mind?
You chose it, okay. Dear one. And so you
I
could
know.
Have the opportunity to teach and to help.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Marion.
Okay, good night.
Marion, hold on a minute.
Yes. Okay.
I'm seeing that out of this experience, you will meet one person, maybe more than one, who will become a lifelong friend. Someone, you know, like yourself, who's got caught in a situation with our very bad legal situation, which was not fair. But that out of this will come a lifelong friend that will be very important to you.
Okay. I've been seeing that too, but I haven't wanted to look at it. But, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your insights.
Thank you, Marion.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Namaste.
Let's give phone numbers again. Just take a quick break here. We're speaking with Red Cloud, who's honored us with his presence. If you are on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call a different number. The best number to call is toll-free 888-627-6008, alternate number 323-744-4831. Now, if you would like to schedule a personal channeling or a couple's channeling or a group channeling, so to contact Rod directly, actually leave us a message, that number is 877-716-3488. Again, 877-716-3488. So we're back with Red Cloud this evening, and I was talking about our cat when Marion called in. As I said, he was a rescue, but he turns out to be purebred Japanese bobtail, which is a breed I had never heard of. But according to Merlin, it's the breed that carries the highest possibility, not every cat, not every kitten, the highest possibility of very cosmic universal energies. We do know that this one does. And so the two kittens that we are getting are not for companionship so much, although I'm sure they'll end up being that way. They are for him to teach their proteges, because this cat has the ability to take his body and travel somewhere and come back when he is ready. He sees fifth dimension and fourth dimension energies. When we've had the experience of some negative energies coming into our house and trying to harm us, and he has spotted them and alerted us before we were aware, and thus we were able to handle that stuff because we were aware. He's very smart and very savvy. And you know, all cats carry some kind of energy like this because they all are related to Mother Sekhmet, who is a master in many ways. And so they have the ability to a great degree, one way or another, depending on the individual cat, to do some really special things. And they're very special beings. So we certainly honor our, as Red Cloud said, third member of our team here, which he is. He's very involved. He's stretched out almost across the microphone right now, listening to every word. So this is really funny. So anyway, is there anything else, Red Cloud, that you would like to share with our listeners at this time?
Dear ones, it's time to step up. It's now time to do what you've come to do on the earth. No more waiting, no more holding back. It's time.
Oh, we so agree with that. And we're seeing, in another view, the great divide. Those who are choosing to step up and individual situations that occur in their daily lives, and those choosing a different path at this time to kind of stay stuck where they are. Is that valid?
It is entirely valid, and there is no judgment on what one chooses. It's like saying, oh, am I ready to give up my marbles or no? Do I want to continue playing, or am I ready to go on? It's kind of like that. It's no judgment.
Okay. Okay, so Earth toys, one way, higher frequency and challenges the other way.
Yes.
Because certainly stepping up absolutely comes with challenges and a need to be very aware.
You would know.
Yes. And higher consciousness, paying attention, being our best selves, making the decisions on a path that require a higher level of productivity.
Can I help you out here, dear?
Yes, please.
There's that one little item that you've been neglecting to mention. It's called serving.
Okay.
When you step up, you serve.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the whole essence of it anyway.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay. Can you tell us about the effects of the Lion's Gate that's currently open and the energies going on cosmically?
Probably the easiest way to look at it is anything you want to manifest, anything you want to emphasize in your life is much easier with these energies. And conversely, anything in those areas that you don't want to move on going to be very uncomfortable.
Okay, so that would be one way to measure whether you're stepping up or not.
Yes.
Okay, do you feel inspired, uplifted, maybe a little scared at the challenge of a new form of service as opposed to same old, same old?
Yes. Absolutely, it is one way to notice what's going on for you.
Okay. Okay, very good. I'm finding that the more I personally step up, the more things flow easily, and little challenges don't become big challenges in my daily life.
Absolutely true. When you're doing what you need to be doing, it goes much easier. Much easier.
Okay. I'm sure you know about our plan to bring our friend Rick here, who does the special exercise for seniors and elderly people, and is such a is so gifted at this, having developed it himself. And today, a conversation with our friend Rhonda, I could see her sharing space with him. Does that feel right to you as a path to look down?
Like a custom-made glove for a hand.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Good.
The location may change in the future, but right now that's good.
Okay, the location that we have in mind as our first choice, are you saying that may change?
I'm saying the location where that particular person works from.
Oh, yes. She
you
would
know that.
Yes. She
okay.
would we would be getting a space for Rick and his work and his equipment. And we would put her in there in a corner of the space or however it's, I don't know how it's laid out, but in the same facility.
It will work.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's just a matter of a little building and a little plumbing and a little equipment and some practical things that we can all handle.
Correct.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I'm grateful for that inspiration that came today.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I think listening better is also a matter of trust and trust, learning to trust?
Yes, it is.
Can you address that for people who may have a hard time listening to and deciding what path to go on in a given situation?
Well, first of all, let me say that it's not going to be written in the sky. It's not going to be carved in a rock in front of you. It's going to be a subtle whisper that you're going to hear. So I am aware there are individuals who demand that it come in skywriting or some such. It simply doesn't work for them because that's not the way it comes. It comes as a quiet voice or an inner knowing. You just know. Would you not agree, dear?
Absolutely, I would agree.
Okay.
And then trusting that, yes. Okay, we have a caller, Carol. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. My birthday is tomorrow. And
happy birthday.
It's going to be a very high energy day for me. Do you see me having any breakthrough on my healing process because of that?
Yes, dear, I do.
Oh, wonderful. So I should just be aware and pay really close attention, huh?
Pay close attention and allow. Allow.
I'm trying to get better at that.
I know.
I think I'm
and you are.
That. Pardon?
And you are better at it.
Oh, thank you so much. I needed to hear that. And as far as these fire sticks, where do you go for information on that?
Amazon,
okay. All right. And I feel like I have a close connection to the Indians. I'm always very attracted to their way of life. Do you see that also?
Yes, you've had several lifetimes as they say, indigenous cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes?
Any special connection with the Lakota Indians?
You had one lifetime there, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's all of my questions. I thank you all very much, and many, many blessings to you. And I thank all of you.
Thank you, Carol.
Most welcome, dear one.
Good night.
Namaste.
Wonderful. Okay, can you address the changing weather patterns?
I would like to address something different, if I may, dear one.
Please, Red Cloud.
Doubt. Doubt does never serve you. Choose yes, you're going to do it. Choose no, you're not going to do it. But never allow doubt in the door. It won't serve you. It just keeps you stuck. And we all know you don't want to be stuck.
Thank you. That's very important.
You're welcome.
Also, not allowing fear.
Absolutely.
A lot of our major media are still spreading news that's fearful, although that is shifting and people are becoming more perceptive. But certainly all fear needs to just be thrown in the trash can.
Yes.
Good.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Yes, right. Great. Okay.
Laughter. Laughter can serve you in so many different ways. And it's not that difficult to find some reason to laugh. I mean, look at the many opportunities you have to laugh with this host. He is quite funny.
Yes.
Would you not agree?
I would totally agree, and I tell him so, and sometimes he's not real happy with that.
But it's very good. It's good for him. It's good for you.
Yes. Yes. I also tell him sometimes that he's cute, and he's not real crazy about that either.
But he is.
But he is.
You're right.
He's many, many wonderful things. That's just two words that are kind of light. Okay. Back to the two kittens. Do you see the two male kittens that are still quite young?
Yes.
In Japan, do you see those as the right ones for us to bring and that we will be able to?
Now, can I ask you a question, dear one?
Please.
Do you think we would have led you down this path this far if they weren't?
No, but there's always new kittens going to be born.
Yes, there are always going to be new kittens to be born. But yes, these are the right ones.
These are the right ones. Okay. And we'll be able to handle all the logistics and the finances and everything in a timely manner. Is that correct?
Let me see. How do I put this? Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, Jazz's life is certainly going to change, as is ours, with those.
Yes. Those two will make excellent ambassadors for you.
Oh, good. Good. Wonderful. Okay. And in my description of my personal assistant, I did put that there's cats, so don't be allergic to cats. Okay.
Excellent.
Because that's a factor if somebody really is and is not able to change that. Yes, they have to live with our cats.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Can you tell us anything and enlighten us in any way about this past week or so develops in the global financial system, governance, progress, etc.? Is there anything that can be shared at this time?
The cleanup is gaining momentum. You can see it if you watch for it.
Yes.
But most certainly it is occurring. And you will wind up free of those beings and forces that have not had your best interest at heart. So yes, that is occurring.
So there's more and more progress, like on a daily basis?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Can you give a percentage of light-oriented beings versus not yet enlightened on the planet at this time?
Let me state it this way. Those who have chosen the light, percentage-wise, is over half.
Great.
Yes, it is great. You passed the tipping point.
Yes, great. And I know that many people are in various stages of enlightenment. But we're over halfway there. That is awesome.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a percentage you can give of the people left on the planet who have not had humanity's best interests at heart?
Percentage of people left on the planet that are in that category?
Yes.
It is less than 2%, dear.
Ooh, that is huge.
It is.
That is massive. That's the best we've heard so far.
Yes, well, there have been massive efforts by those of the light to accomplish this.
Awesome. 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 I'm sure
so that, thank them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very grateful because they're... Some of them, I know, are in difficult situations and suffering, you know, various degrees of hardship and doing work that has to be done by somebody. And I'm very grateful for them volunteering for this.
As you should be, dear one.
Yes. And we ask everybody to send them light and love.
So be it.
Yes. All right, thank you. Let's see what else we can cover at this time. Do you have anything else that you would like for people to be aware of at this particular time in history?
I want to applaud you for adding to your list of projects the support of the gentleman with his patent that is going to make a huge positive impact on the world.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Okay. Should I tell people a little bit about this?
Please do.
Because I'd never heard of this. We just got an email a few days ago about this, and so it's turned into another project for us. There's a man who is a fungi specialist, like mushrooms, fungi, etc. And apparently this is his life path. And some years ago, about 10 years ago, he got a patent on a system that has been not advertised, not well known. I'd never heard of it until this last week, where he's discovered a way to use fungi of some kind to attract insects. And the insects eat the fungi or get into the fungi or whatever, and then it turns the insects into more fungi. But the whole point is that crops that we need for food do not need to be sprayed with pesticides, because the insects are attracted to the fungi and they don't need to be sprayed. They turn themselves into fungi or turn themselves inside out. So there doesn't need to be any pesticide spraying, chemical spraying, and that kind of stuff, which has been so very hard on the bees, hard on the planet, hard on the soils.
Hard on the people.
And hard on the people, ultimately. Yes. Is that close as a simple explanation?
Yes, that's good. Thank you for that.
Okay. So we plan on supporting this man and getting the word out. And, of course, there are companies that have not wanted to have this word out or the patent be known because they make a lot of money off the chemical pesticides and sprays worldwide. So this can change that entire system to no spraying. The insects are bye-bye without being sprayed and poisoned, which is actually better for them, is it not? Okay, whatever their life path is. And the food can be grown without that bad stuff. It's very exciting. So we plan on supporting him with money and manufacturing facility and whatever else. We don't know much about it yet and what the needs are, but we will find out. We need to assign someone to that research, do we not?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And I thank you for stepping up.
Well, it's very exciting.
Of course. Saving the bees is extremely important.
Absolutely, because without bees, there's sparse food on the planet. That does not help anybody. Okay, so have the bees...
It's not just food.
Yes.
The bees are an energy that the planet needs.
What do bees contribute besides the pollination factors?
Have you ever seen an unhappy bee?
No.
Okay.
No.
I rest my case.
Okay. Okay. So, worldwide, generally, is it the pesticides and sprays that have been most damaging to the bees, or are there other factors that have been damaging?
It's humanity. But this new approach will keep them safe, shall we say.
And it'll allow the bees to come back.
Yes.
And rebuild their colonies.
Yes.
And proliferate again. Okay. Okay. And I presume
there's... Which you desperately need.
Very badly. Very badly. And I presume there are enough bees left on the planet, or the Galactics will help us with the bee situation so they can regenerate.
This can definitely be turned around, but it needs to be done in a timely manner.
Yes, like right away.
Yes.
Like priority project. Okay. Okay, well, that I'm so glad to get this input from you about that, because this is a brand new project and brand new information for us.
Good.
Wonderful. Okay. The military set up the Pentagon and our military and so forth. Do you have a percentage of what we would call good military as opposed to still pro-war military in the U.S. military set up in the Pentagon?
The numbers of those who want war are so small now that it's not really an issue any longer.
So that whole system in the last month or two has changed majorly.
Absolutely.
Because I think the figure we were given maybe a couple of months ago, give or take, was around 80% pro-peace and rebuilding and positive actions as opposed to war. So that's been huge.
Change happens.
Thank goodness. And I personally want to thank everybody on your side who is helping to influence people on our side, helping to inspire them, helping to make the changes as much as possible, given the human situation, so to speak.
And we're all appreciative, dear.
Well, we're very, very grateful. And very grateful to you, Red Cloud, for being here today.
Thank you, dear one.
Thank you so much for all the good information and for being present. We're very, very delighted, very grateful.
It's been my pleasure.
Namaste.
Namaste.